Welcome to Blind Level Tech. This isn't just accessible tech talk. This is technology on a whole new level. We're showing you just how possible it is to live the life you want.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, or whenever the heck you're listening to this episode, and welcome to Blind Level Tech. I am your host, Evan Starnes, and I am joined, of course, by my co-host, Kelvin Crosby. How art thou?
How art thou? I mean, are we singing hymns now? I mean,
I don't know. We are using old language.
How thou you be?
How art thou existing today?
I'm doing great, Sir Evan. How you doing?
I am just waking up, Sir Crosby, or Sir Kelvin. It is Monday as we're recording this, and it feels like one. Let's just say that.
Hey, but yeah, a fresh new start.
That's true.
Well, I'm looking forward to today's topic because I honestly, I've never played with this, and I think it'll be a continuous from last week's episode on the Meta glasses. And I think that what's interesting about what we're going to talk about today is just how fast we're growing in the AI space, and trying to keep up with it is quite a challenge.
Oh, it's insane how crazy fast this stuff is evolving. So this is going to be, we're going to follow up with our talk on the Meta Ray-Ban glasses, because we originally were going to try and make it a combo of talking about the Meta Ray-Ban and live chat GPT. Upon recording the segment on the Meta glasses, we realized, holy cow, this is already almost half an hour long, and we don't want to treat you to another almost hour long episode. So I do want to say, though, first of all, regarding something that I talked about last week with Meta and their live AI assistant, actually last night, as we're recording this, I saw some demos of the Live Assistant, as they're calling it, which is very similar to actually the ChatGPT Live, but built into the glasses. And right now it is in early access. So if you have the Meta glasses, you can't access this without signing up for the beta. I should sign up for the beta, but I don't want it.
Will it be worth it?
That's what I'm wondering.
These are your babies.
Those are my babies, and I kind of depend on them, and it's like the same reason I don't put iOS betas on my phone.
Yep, same here.
But eventually, and what we will make a BLT bite about this when it comes out, eventually you will be able to say, hey, Meta, live assistant, and effectively be able to have a live video call with Meta AI. At least right now in its current state, you got to be very, very specific. And you have to, it takes a lot of repetition to get the information you want out of it. For instance, I saw, the demo I saw was actually from a podcast called Carry On Accessibility. And she was trying to get it to read a book. And she just tried the basic, like, hey, read this. And it said, no, I can't read yet, which is interesting. So you have to basically say, like, what does the first paragraph say? What is the second paragraph? You have to, like, coax it sometimes to get information out of it right now. But that's – honestly, it's only going to get better from here. So live ChatGPT video. This is something that has been out now for – since I remember my friend showing it to me in, like, the very beginning of December. In the blindness community, we've especially with Be My AI and just all of this image description through large language models getting as good as it is now, we've been kind of buzzing about when are we going to get to the point where you can just have it describe stuff as it happens, you know, effectively have your own virtual Ira agent or Be My Eyes volunteer pretty much at your fingertips. And let me tell you, if you haven't, like, kept tabs on any of the AI evolutions, were quite close. So this this feature really first, actually, I saw it with Google's Gemini.
Like, so kind of help us understand, like, how would you start this?
Yeah, so here's the thing with what this is. It's only available if you have ChatGPT Plus. That being said, you can get a free trial if you want to mess with it. But basically, to access the ChatGPT feature, they've had for a while a live voice mode where you can pretty much have a conversation with ChatGPT, just like a back and forth. It responds to you very quickly, and whatever you could do with ChatGPT, you know, in the, you know, written responses, or they did kind of have a voice mode before, and you could just ask it, you know, a question or whatever, and it would respond. But it used to take like 30 seconds to come back to at you with a response. But since they've added that mode, they've effectively made it so you can talk to a robot. And they've now added the ability to have it, using your phone's camera, describe what it sees. So to access this feature, you go into your ChatGPT app and then hit switch to voice mode. And then the voice mode will come up as usual. But then there's a new button that says turn on video camera. And when you turn that on, you'll be able to ask it about pretty much anything that it sees around you. And this is really nice because my friend was trying to find a particular box of something in the freezer for us for dinner. And the hardest thing I've, from my experience, is about trying to find food items sometimes, at least with the modes I've used before. You know, you could scan barcodes through something like Seeing AI or Envision, and that usually works. But, you know, if the barcode isn't in the database or it just sometimes takes a minute to find, you know, it's a slower process. Same with using like a text reader. You know, you have to find the directions or the name of the item and angle it just right in the camera so it can actually see what you're pointing at, and then hope it actually reads it correctly, because sometimes it won't, it'll only see part of it, not all of it. What's cool though is that when we tried this with ChatGPT, it was actually able to kind of piece together what it saw, and it made it a lot easier to you know, realize, oh yeah, we're holding up a box of, I think these were like chicken nuggets or something like that. But if you're going through mail, the fact that it's conversational and immediate, and the fact too that it's also multimodal. So if you want to just at the beginning of your chat say, hey, I would like you to only read to me the titles of whatever letters I hold up or whatever pieces of mail I hold up, or just give me a quick summary. That way you're not having, you don't have to prompt it every time, but it'll just know to read that particular information.
So here's an interesting thought that I had.
Yeah.
Could you turn on that ChatGPT video? And then take your phone, put all your receipts on the table, and say, collect all the data and make me an Excel sheet with all these, the date, time, the company, and the amount.
That's a great question. And because I know you can have it generate things now, and I haven't really played around with that too much apart from just generating like meeting recaps, but I have the feeling that you actually could do that. Now, saving the spreadsheet that it generated, I'm not sure how you would go about doing that, but I'm sure you could easily, yeah, put all your receipts next to each other and have them give you a summary. Or you could probably, identifying currency if you're blind or low vision, it's always been, you know, you get into like folding your money and stuff, but and you might be able to hold up however much money you have and have it like give you a total or help you make budgets mm-hmm. with that. You can, of course, definitely like put, you can have it look at everything in your refrigerator and tell you what you could make with all of the items in your refrigerator. That's like one of the most basic examples that they even mention.
Yeah. Can you have it help you with just normal navigation? Like, let me know when a person is close.
No. I mean, you could potentially have it give you information, like navigational information, but the way it works right now, I wouldn't. I did see somebody try, though. The weird thing is that the way this works is, yes, it can see your camera feed, but you have to prompt it for responses. It will not. If it sees something new or if it, you know, something changes, you'll have to ask about, hey, how about now? Or what am I looking at now? Or as cool as it would be to have it tell me when, you know, like if I'm setting the oven, tell me when I've set the temperature to 375 degrees and then not even have to prompt it, but then it'll just say something when it sees that.
Yeah.
That would be incredible. And I do have the feeling that's where we're going.
I mean, it'd be awesome to say, help me avoid obstacles and tell me left or right to avoid it and I'll keep moving forward.
Right? Like, and I, cause it would be cool. Cause you can do that with like, I have done that with Aira calls before when navigating unfamiliar locations, as long as it isn't like a street crossing. You know, I've had it so that, you know, they'll see something like 10 feet in front of me and say, oh yeah, there's a column coming up on your left in about 10 feet. And that's awesome because then they'll see it before my cane does. And yeah, if I could get it to a point where I could just wear my meta glasses or wear my phone in a lanyard, you know, around my neck and, explore a new location. And then you could even have it like read all of the signs as you pass them. Like, especially if you're at a shopping mall, like tell me all the storefronts I pass or, how close am I to the food court or whatever.
And just to clarify, this is the ChatGPT app on your phone, correct?
Yep, this is the ChatGPT app on your phone.
But I think this is what really interesting. There's so many potentials of where we're going. I mean, I think by the end of this year, it's going to be incredible where we're at.
We're barely scratching the surface.
And something I would like to kind of share with you all. This is not necessarily a solution for solving all your challenges. This is supposed to enhance your ability to navigate and do different tasks. It's not necessarily going to replace people's jobs. It's going to make people more efficient in their jobs.
Exactly.
And in my case, being a solo entrepreneur, I'm the CFO, CEO, the COO, and all the other C whatever. So having a tool like this and being able to do it live is huge. I know it's scary for a lot, but the question is, can you be successful and think within the framework of AI to enhance your ability to do beyond whatever you imagine?
Yep.
And so I know it's scary, but we got to empower ourselves as visually impaired individuals to be competitive in today's society and to really be able to say, I got AI skills.
I have tools.
And I got tools.
Yeah.
It's just a game changer for so many different areas. So
that's what I like to call it. That's why I called the meta glasses a game changer. I mean, all of this it really is. I don't like to use the word groundbreaking very often, but this is groundbreaking. And it's like we said at the very beginning, it's only going to get better from here. One thing though, I'll tell you that isn't going to get any better and is going to stay the same, of course, is the good old sandwich of the week. Oh, it's the last time. One. Oh, you do? Huh?
Yeah.
Well, shoot.
I call it the Indian Kelvin.
The Indian Kelvin? Yeah. Kelvin Indian?
Yeah, the Kelvin Indian. No, Indian Coven.
Indian Coven.
So, you get a naan bread, fully not cut up, just one giant
piece of naan
bread. And then you take your whole tiki tiki masala with all the sauce, and you roll the naan bread into the tiki tiki masala chicken, and you put the rice in there. And man, it is heavenly. With a lot of spice. Ooh, it's heavenly. That's why I call it the Indian Kelvin.
The Indian Kelvin. I like that. And I love Indian food especially, so.
So what's your sandwich of the week, man?
Good Lord. My sandwich this week, I don't have a good name for it. So it's just going to be the Evanator Tuna Edition because that's all I really want right now is a tuna sandwich with a little bit of onion. Actually, I like it with celery.
I mean, I didn't realize you like to eat waves.
Nom nom. I eat all that 5G. Yeah, I like it with celery and like a little bit of onion, pickle. But yeah, that is my simple and underwhelming sandwich this week. But I think the ultimate question is, now that, you know, you've kind of heard, you know, some of what live video through ChatGPT is and what it can do, how are you feeling about it? Are you going to try it? Are you excited? Or,
I mean, I'm feeling great about it. I mean, I use it in multiple directions. So for my podcast, all of the shows for the year, and I did it within 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already scheduled most of my guests, and I have them all scheduled out to the end of February. And mm-hmm. So that's where it's like, what's nice is using ChatGPT to enhance your abilities so that you can do other things.
Exactly.
Like, for example, like I need to make videos every day, pretty much, for the Flying Potter side of things. And the question is, how do I make my content still relevant and new at the same time? Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily easy to think through. And that's the beauty of ChatGPT. It helps you brainstorm those ideas. And then the whole automation on the back end is incredible.
Oh, yeah. The fact that they've added that and the ability to have... I've heard some people have had accessibility issues using the operators feature that they added.
Yeah. I mean, the operator has some issues. If you use NVDA, though, you can program your own script for it.
Okay.
But... I try to avoid doing that too much, but I needed to get something working for my website.
Mm-hmm.
And so it does what it does. And so, yeah.
Well,
so how do you see it working for yourself?
Well, honestly, we have definitely the same philosophy when it comes to AI and ChatGPT. I use it at work on occasion, not very frequently, but when it comes to just brainstorming and piecing together and organizing information. But the more specifically, the video aspect for me is going to make it pretty much to the point where, I mean, doing things like setting thermostats or I think a thing for me was actually trying to see what cycle my dishwasher was selected on because it uses lights. So it's not really a display that something can read. It's mm-hmm. something that you have to have described. The fact that I was able to do that, that's already huge for me. Yeah. You know, it was a be my eyes / I recall I didn't have to make. And so I think I'm definitely going to start using it a lot more for stuff that requires a lot of rapid visual information within quick succession, you know, looking through mail or CD collections or reading instructions to assemble something like a piece of furniture or mm-hmm. or one of those little toy kits or whatever. I think it's going to get to a point where it actually might be able to do that. So I'm really excited to see where it goes. And really, the whole concept of embracing AI, you know, the more we use it and the more we embrace it, the better it's going to become.
Yep.
And that's why, you know, I definitely plan to add it, especially when it comes to the glasses, into it's going to become a part of my daily routine pretty much. So ultimately, I'm excited to see where this goes. If any of you have tried the live ChatGPT video or anything like that, let us know and let us know how your experience has been. We definitely love your feedback. So, you know, you can always email feedback@aftersight.org or 720-712-8856. Be sure to come back next week as we're going to be discussing phishing attacks and cyber scams because there's a lot. there's a lot more than you think around, you know, especially going around now. Thank you all so much for tuning in week after week for Blind Level Tech. Thanks for also bearing with us as we make some revisions to the show and just kind of the way things sound. We, like I said, hope that you like where this show is going and are excited to be on this journey with us. Anyway, thank you all for listening to another episode. I'm your host, Evan Starnes, joined by the good old Kelvin Crosby.
Go live beyond your challenges and plug in your devices.